Let's go ahead and pray.
It's
certainly good to be here and have an opportunity to share this morning.
很高兴今天早上在这里跟大家一起交通。
Lord, we just want to bless you this morning. Thank you, God, for the time of worship. Thank you for the time of breaking the bread, Lord, and remembering you.
早晨，我们要在这里称颂敬拜你的名，谢谢你让我们聚集在这里擘饼敬拜你，在这里唱歌敬拜你。
And God, I just pray that we would partake of you, God, just from your word, from your spirit, God, just from one another, the encouragement that comes through the body of Christ, Jesus.
早晨，我们要有份于你，有份于你的话语，与圣徒当中的交通，叫我们多多得着你自己。
And so God, we just ask that you would bless the reading of your word as we meditate on the scriptures, that we would be encouraged and that our faith would be stirred, God.
早晨当我们来默想来默念你的话语的时候，愿我们的信心，我们里面人的力量得着滋润。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Right. Greetings.
大家好。
It's good to be here.
很高兴来到这里。
Hopefully you're glad to be in God's house this morning.
盼望早晨你来到神的家，你的心也是喜乐的。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Everybody glad to be here? Okay, there's five of us. Everybody glad to be here?
大家很高兴来到神的家吗？
All right. Well, what I have to share this morning is really was kind of.Inspired by something we did this last Friday night in our youth meeting.
今天早晨我想分享的是跟我们过去礼拜五我们在青少年聚会里面的一个新的这种启示。
For a while now, Lucretia has been sharing with the young people on Friday night from the 23rd Psalm.
过去一阵子呢，我的姊妹在青少年聚会礼拜五晚上聚会里常就是一直在分享一系列有关诗篇二十三篇的信息。
She's been going over a book by an author's name of Philip Keller.
她是根据一本书，那个书的作者叫做 Philip Keller。
Has anybody read Philip Keller's book on the 23rd Psalm?
有没有人读过这位弟兄所写的关于诗篇二十三篇的书？
It's been around for many, many years. I highly recommend it.
这本书已经出版相当的年日了，我非常推崇这本书。
Mr. Keller himself was a shepherd and very familiar with taking care of sheep.
And Keller 本身他是一个牧者，是牧羊人，所以他是平常常常以照顾羊为生活的。
So he brings a very unique perspective to the 23rd Psalm.
所以他的经验呢，让我们对诗篇二三篇有一个不同的角度的认识。
How many of us have ever raised sheep?
我们当中有谁曾经牧过羊的？
Anyone?
有没有人养过羊的？
We're at a disadvantage, aren't we? How many of us have lived with sheep?
有谁是跟羊一起过过生活的？
We're at a disadvantage, aren't we?
我们实在没什么概念，不是吗？
Can you imagine when the scripture talks about how God is great like the mountains?
你看圣经上说到说神是何等的伟大，他像那个高山一样的那样雄伟。
We understand those portions of scriptures because we have been around mountains or seen mountains ourselves. Amen?
面对这样的经节，我们是能够了解的，因为我们看过众山是怎样的光景。
It's quite a different thing to look at a picture of a mountain in a book compared to being on a mountain or climbing a mountain ourselves.
只是看一个山的照片跟你实际去爬过山是不一样的。
In the same way,
同样的
we know what a sheep is, right?
我们知道羊是什么。
But if we were a shepherd who lived with sheep,
但若是我们真做过一个牧羊人，与羊为伍，
we would have a much greater appreciation for the 23rd Psalm.
那我们对诗篇二十三篇就能够更了解，更能够感激，更能够领受。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Read Philip Keller's book, you will be blessed.
所以读一读我们 Philip 弟兄写的那本关于诗篇二十三篇的书，你会蒙福的。
Well, one of the things that we did that really was Vicky wanted to do this last Friday during our Friday night gathering.
上个礼拜五呢，我们当中的 Vicky 小那个姊妹呢，她有一个想法。
She basically took the theme that they had already been studying on the 23rd Psalm.
她基本上就着我们这段日子所读的诗篇二十三篇的内容的主题。
And she used a rather old style overhead. You know the one with the transparencies?
那她用那个很老式的那种投影机哈。
Anybody remember doing worship with transparencies?
记不记得很多年以前我们做诗歌敬拜时，我们都用那个投影机打的在墙上。
You pull them out, and you know you had to file through that box real fast.
你要很快找到你要唱的诗歌，从你的档案里抽出来。
Anyway,
换歌的时候。
We put a transparency of the 23rd Psalm.
所以呢，他用投影机把那个二十四篇诗篇二十三篇打在墙上。
And each person was invited to take a marker.
那每一个人都发了一支色笔。
And to circle a word that meant something to them from the 23rd Psalm.
他们在那个 transparency 上面，那个投影机上那张纸，透明的纸上面，把他们对哪一个字，就着哪一个字对他们有意义，他们把它圈起来。
To underline a phrase of the passage that kind of jumped out at them.
或哪一节好像对他们特别有感觉的，他们就把它画一条线在底下。
So for the next hour and a half, one of the things that we did was we meditated on the 23rd Psalm.
当我们这样做完之后，我们就用下面的一个半小时左右时间来默想我们所选的那个经节或者字。
We soaked that Psalm up into our heart.
把神的那话吸到我们的心中。
The longer we considered the Psalm and meditated on it,
我们越花时间来默想神给我们的那个字或那一个经节。
The more something jumped out and kind of meant something more to us.
那个经节就更深的向我们有启示或者说话。
Honestly, I don't think that was Vicky's intention totally.
我想 Vicky 当初设计这样做，她没有料到是这样的一个结果。
But that was the effect of having the scriptures in front of us.
但是当我们把神的经节放在我们眼前的时候，就发生了这样的果效。
And honestly, many of the young people this last Friday, I don't know if they knew exactly what to do with themselves.
事实上，可能我们当中青少年都不太晓得要怎么样应付这样的一种安排。
At first.
刚开始的时候，他们不知道怎么样面对这样的安排。
So we all just kind of stared at the 23rd Psalm.
所以我们大家都坐在那里盯着那个墙上的二十四篇、二十三篇看着。
But as we stared, God began to speak.
当我们这样子看着神的话的时候，神开始向我们说话。
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to meditate on God's word.
默想神的话是好的。
So that's what was my inspiration for an idea that I wanted to do this morning with you.
所以今天早晨呢，我也愿意这样子与你们一同来操练。
Now we're going to see if we can make my remote here work.
Oh, it works.
We're cutting it off a little. Can we adjust the screen size where I can get the last part of my verse, brothers, up there?I think it may be too large to fit on there.
Or you can take the title away.
No, we can't do that. We do that to one, we'll mess them all up. Don't start messing me up. Don't do that. That will mess up all of them. Oh, no.
No, it's
the screen size that needs to be adjusted. We've had a little bit of technical difficulty this morning. Bear with us. Trying to get my... Yeah.We adjusted it at the beginning. It was all there before.
I think it's the height.
No, they just adjust the screen size. Just a little bit smaller to get that last phrase of the scripture in there. We need that Jeopardy music, Raymond. I'm telling you all the time for moments like this. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Still missing that.
All the days of my life. Well, I'll read the last passage if we can adjust this.
最后半句没有出来，不过我们到时候读给大家听。
We had a little trouble converting it from my Mac program to a PC program.
因为 David 的电，他的电脑是苹果牌的，我们这个是非苹果牌的。I didn't say anything.
Did she say something good about a Mac? How much better Macs are than PCs? Is that what she said? Okay. Anyway. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the 23rd Psalm. I want you to look at the whole Psalm and meditate on this.
我要请你们看着这个经节，然后默想这个经节是诗篇23篇，你们可以就着中文或英文来看。
If you adjust that, Raymond, it's going to adjust it. You have to do it on every slide. And that will mess things up. No, it will. You'll have to adjust all 25 slides, I'm telling you.Thank you. Pardon me? Pardon me? Okay.
No, this is good.
This will be fine. It's just the last part of verse 6, so we're okay. All right. Well, let's read the 23rd Psalm.
我们一起读诗篇23篇好吗?
Do we have our Bibles with us?
你的圣经?
Just forget that long, awkward distraction right there.
诗篇23篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters.
领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷,
I will fear no evil,
也不怕遭害,
for you are with me.
因为你与我同在,
your rod and your staff, they comfort me,
你的杖,你的竿都安慰我,
you prepare a table before me,
在我敌人面前,你为我摆设筵席,
in the presence of my enemies,You anoint my head with oil.
你用油膏了我的头。
My cup runs over.
使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Here's the part you can't see up there. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
This is one of those familiar passages in scriptures that I'm afraid sometimes we're in danger of becoming overexposed to.
诗篇二十三篇是我们众人都很熟悉的，所以这个危险就是我们会觉得我们太熟悉了，以至于我们再也不能读出什么来。
There is an English saying that says, familiarity breeds contempt.
有一句英国的谚语说到一个太过熟悉叫我们就满足了不再前进。
Are you familiar with that saying?
我们中文里有没有这样类似的谚语呢?
Basically, it's communicating that after you see something over and over and over again that you don't appreciate it as much.
意思就是说你对什么东西一再的看见之后呢你就不再觉得那个有什么好。
I think sometimes we who are raised in the church that are believers, we are in danger of being overexposed to passages in the scripture.
就像我们在教会里长大的基督徒呢，可能我们一再的读这些经节，到一个地步，这些话经节就不再向我们说话了。
And sometimes we forget about the beauty of the scripture because we've read it so many times.
诗篇二十三篇我们太熟了，以至于有时候我们都不再觉得它有什么美丽了。
This is one of those passages.
二十三篇就是像这样的情形。
So let's break this down a little bit. The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
Shepherd is a caregiver.
牧者呢就是一个照顾的人。
A shepherd is a protector.
他也是一个保护的。
A shepherd is a provider.
他也是供应者。
A shepherd is a guide.
他是引导者。
And a watchman.
他也是守望者。
A shepherd lives with the sheep.
牧羊人是跟羊一起生活的。
A shepherd watches over them by day and by night.
日与夜牧羊的人都照顾他的羊。
So that he might be able to provide for everything that the sheep need.
他看守他们的需要，所以叫他每一个需要都得着满足。
God, the Lord, is our shepherd.
我们的神就是我们的牧者。
Amen.
Amen 吗?
He is, now of course, we're talking about people who have surrendered and entrusted themselves to his leadership. Amen.
当然，这是指那些把自己完全降服、信托在神手里的人。
Don't assume just because you're in this room that necessarily that God is your shepherd.
不要认为说，哦，今天我坐在教堂里，所以呢，神就必然是我的牧者。
You must give him permission to do that.
你必须允许、容许神成为你的牧者。
You must allow him to do that.
你必须让神来做你的牧者。
He will not force you to follow his leadership.
神从来不会勉强我们跟随他。
But nonetheless, we are all like sheep, aren't we?
我们呢，就像羊一样，不是吗？
What are some of the characteristics of sheep?
羊有什么特点呢？
Anybody want to offer one? What's a characteristic of a
sheep? 有没有要试试看？羊的特点是什么？随便讲一个。
Pardon me? Following. You know, if I was to sum up what a sheep are like in one word, is they're not very smart.
羊呢是不太聪明的。
They will follow anything.
他们跟什么？他什么都跟。
Now I'm you know recently till the last year or so I've lived for the last 25 years in the country in Oklahoma.
这去年以前呢，我都住在乡村里面，在 Oklahoma.
Does anybody know what a guinea hen is?
你们知道什么叫 guinea hen?
They're a little odd-looking bird that isn't very necessarily bright. They're not very smart.
是一个其实长得不怎么好看，也不是怎么聪明的鸟。
But we used to live out towards an area that had a lot of sheep.
我们以前住的地方有很多羊在我们的四周。
And it was not uncommon for us ever so often when we'd be driving down the road.
常常我们在开车的时候呢。
To see the sheep following the guinea hen.
就看到那个是笨鸟领了一群羊在走路。
Only one problem, the guinea hen has a bad habit. They like to hunt for bugs by the roadside.
那这种鸟呢，它喜欢在路上找虫吃。
And so they often cross the road.
所以呢，这鸟就会带着这群羊，这鸟呢就走走走就会过了马路。
To go to the other ditch to look for bugs.
到路的那一边去找可吃的虫。
So you'd come upon this one piece of road, and here'd be a guinea hen and five sheep.
然后你就会看到，你开车的时候看到路上就有一只这只笨鸟带了五只羊在后面。
The sheep following the guinea hen.
那五只羊呢，跟了这只鸟往前走。
Sheep are very simple. They want to follow someone.
羊是很单纯的，他们总是找一个可以跟随的。
And they don't always choose the best shepherds left to themselves.
常常不知道选一个合适的牧者来跟随。
So we need a shepherd, amen.
所以我们是需要一个牧者的。
We need a caregiver.
我们需要一个能照顾我们的。
We need a protector, a provider, a guide, and a watchman.
能够保护我们的，能够引导我们的，能够守为我们守望的。
So the second part of verse one, I shall not want.
第一节的后半就讲到说，我必不致缺乏。
We will have need of nothing. This passage says.
这句话说到说我们什么都不再需要了。
All our needs will be provided for.
因为我所有的需要他都供应了。
But this is dependent upon God being our shepherd.
但是这个条件是什么？就是神必须是成为我们的牧者。
If we allow him to shepherd us,
我们若允许神来牧养我们
Psalms 23 promises that we will want for nothing.
诗篇很明显的、很清楚的应许到说，那我们就必不至于缺乏。
Really, this is the topic sentence for the rest of the 23rd Psalm.
这第一节呢，是整首诗篇的代表的主题。
The rest of the five verses that will follow will describe how everything that the sheep needs is provided for.
这是主题节，后面的五节呢，都在描述它是怎么样让我们不致缺乏。
As they follow the leadership of the shepherd.
当我们跟随我们牧者的时候。
What a wonderful promise, amen?
这岂不是非常好的应许吗?
Have you allowed Jesus to be your shepherd?
你有没有容让主耶稣成为你真实的牧者?
Or are you still leading and protecting your own life in your own strength?
还是你在依靠你自己的力量引导你自己走前面的路?
This promise that we will have need of nothing is dependent upon who our shepherd is.
这个我必不致缺乏的应许，它的前提就是在于谁是我们的牧者。
Every need will be met as Jesus leads us.
当主耶稣引导的时候，每一个需要都要得着供应和满足。
Verse 2, He makes us lie down.
第二节讲到说，他使我躺卧。
He makes us lie down.
他使我躺卧。
The Christian walk demands that we slow down sometimes, doesn't it?
跟随主的路上，有的时候神要求我们要慢下我们的脚步。
Like those silly sheep on the roadside, they're running here and there, following anything left to themselves.
像那些我看见的羊在路边跟随，随便可以找到可跟随的。
Running around, always busy.
转来转去，非常的忙碌。
Oftentimes, sheep will exhaust themselves when they don't have a good shepherd.
常常因为没有一个好的牧者，羊就会非常的疲乏。
They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They go here, they go there. They're searching, but can't find what they need.
他们不知道要到哪里去，也不知道要做什么，他们就转来转去，非常的疲倦。
But when we allow God to be our shepherd,
但是我们若容许神成为我们的牧者，
He makes us slow down.
他有的时候叫我们放慢我们的脚步。
He makes us sit still.
他让我们停下来。
Amen?
阿们吗？
That we might be restored.
所以我们的力量可以恢复。
If there's one thing I think is threatening the church today, is that sometimes we are way too busy.
在今天教会所面临的一个危机就是说教会常常太忙碌了。
We have lost this understanding of how to meditate on God's word, how to be still and alone with God.
我们忘了怎么样要花时间单独与神同在，停在他的面前，默想他的话。
Amen. He makes us or causes us to lay down.
他使我们躺卧。
He causes us to lay down in green pastures.
躺卧在青草地上。
Now, if you're a little lamb, if you're a sheep, if you're a flock of sheep, you eat from the pasture, don't you?
羊是从青草上得食物的，不是吗？
Not a dried up pasture. You want to go to something that's fresh and green.
不是那个干乏的，那个枯干的那个草地，而是是绿色的草地，是滋润新鲜的草地。
So again, the 23rd Psalm is reminding us of the goodness of God.
23篇提醒我们神何等的好。
God is a good shepherd.
他是一个好的牧者。
He leads us to good places.
他带我们到好的地方去。
To green pastures.
去青草地上。
He leads me, the second part of verse 2.
第二节的后半部
He leads
me. 引导我，他引导我。
It seems like we're always faced with choices, always needing to know what direction to go. Isn't that right?
我们不是常常面对很多的选择吗？总是要做一个决定，说我该往哪里去。
There are so many choices sometimes.
在我们的人生中有许多的选择。
You can do this, you can do this, you can do that, you can have this, you can have that.
你可以选这个，你可以选这个，你可以做这个，你可以做那个。
One thing, I have some missionary friends that are serving overseas.
我有些在海外宣教的朋友。
They come back to America.
他们回到美国。
They hate to go to our grocery stores.
他们很不喜欢到我们的超级市场去。
So many choices.
因为一到了市场有太多选择了。
They can't get out of there. They don't know what to choose.
他们看了太多选择都不知道买什么才好。
Do you ever feel that way?
你有没有这种感觉？
Praise God for the fact that God leads us and can simplify our life.
感谢主，他神引导我们，并且让我们的生活变得简单。
Where does He lead us? He leads us beside still waters.
他带我们到哪里去呢？去那个可安歇的水边。
Beside still waters.
可安歇的水边。
One thing that Philip Keller talks about in his book on the 23rd Psalm.
Philip 弟兄在他那所写的书里面讲到。
Is that sheep will not drink from fast moving water.
他说羊是没有办法从那个急流当中来饮水的。
You know, a brook, a stream of water that's moving quickly.
你知道像那个小溪，那有时候水流的速度是很快的。
They just won't do it. They're such a little, how do I explain this? The characteristic of the sheep is such that they are disturbed easily by many things.
羊的个性来说就是那种属于很容易受惊的。
And so even the water moving kind of quickly kind of unsettles them.
只要甚至像水流如果不是很平缓是快速的经过都 对他们来说是一个搅扰。
And they cannot calm down long enough to drink what they need because they're so unsettled.
因为他们很容易受惊受搅扰所以他们甚至不能在那样的溪流中来饮水。
Philip Keller actually talks about in his book,
所以 Philip 弟兄在他的书中提到
that sheep will drink stagnant water that is still
说羊宁愿喝那个好像已经是都变坏的水
rather than fresh water that is moving
因为那个死水也不动啊，他们宁愿从死水里来取水而不愿意到新鲜的河流中来取水
they don't realize that that water is bad for them
他们不晓得那个死水其实是不好的
Because the thing that's most important to them is that the water be still.
对他们来说，那个水不动是比较重要的。
So the good shepherd leads the sheep to pure and clean water that is still.
好的牧者呢，会带他的羊呢到那个清洁好的水旁，但是是安是那个平静的水旁。
He leads them beside still waters.
所以他引我们到可安歇的水边。
Restful waters.
是叫我们得休息的。
Calm waters where they can drink deeply.
是平静的，是安息的水边，叫我们可以深深的取水。
Amen.
Amen.
The shepherd understands the sheep.
因为牧羊人了解他的羊。
He knows how they respond.
他知道羊的反应是什么。
And then he takes them to places that they can drink.
所以他带他们到可安歇的水边，让他们饮水。
Amen. Isn't it good to know that God understands us?
想到神这样了解我们不是很好吗?
He understands the circumstances that will help us most to drink and to get what we need.
他知道在什么光景、什么情况之下我们可以得着食物、得着饮料。
Again, this understanding comes from the fact that He watches us.
他之所以了解，因为他的眼目在我们的身上。
He knows us.
他看着我们，他了解我们。
Verse 3 says he restores my soul.
第三节说他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Again, this Psalms 23 reminds us of the character of God.
在这里我们又看到神的个性是什么。
God is someone who restores things.
神呢是叫事情或人物苏醒的，是恢复的。
Is there anyone in here that likes to restore things?
有没有人在这里喜欢把旧的东西变成新的？
Collect old things and make them work again.
找些旧东西修修，让它又可以起功用的。
It's one of my favorite hobbies.
这个是 David 最喜欢做的事情。
I like to take old stuff and make it work again.
他喜欢把旧坏掉的东西把它修好。
An old bicycle, an old clock, an old radio.
无论是收音机啊，是钟啊，是脚踏车啊，旧的东西。
Hopefully, it doesn't take too much to get it working.
只要不要说太花时间让它做好。
I don't know. It's just I like to take old things and make them work the way they once did.
我不知道，但我就喜欢做这样的事。
That might seem like a waste of time to some.
有时候人家会觉得我在那里浪费时间。
But I like to think that that's a little bit of God's character.
但是我宁愿想说，其实这跟神的性情有点像。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Aren't you glad that God isn't just interested in the newest model?
你高不高兴？神不是只喜欢新的。
Amen.
Amen.
If that was the case, a lot of us wouldn't be in here, would we?
如果神只喜欢新的话，那很多我们这些人都没有希望了。
God loves to take things and restore them to their original beauty.
神喜欢把破旧损坏的东西重新把它造成它原来，恢复到它当初的美丽。
When God created each one of us, He had a very specific idea in mind.
就像我们每一个人在被造的时候，在神的心中有一个特殊的意念和计划。
He created each one of us with a very specific purpose.
每一个人都在神创造的时候，神有他特定的计划。
And sometimes through the course of life, we get off track and we don't fulfill our purpose.
但是在我们人生旅途上，常常我们就走出去，偏离了神当初的旨意。
But God is our shepherd.
但因为他是我们的牧者。
And he wants to restore us.
他要恢复我们。
Amen? He wants to restore us to that original purpose.
恢复我们回到当初他特定的计划里。
The scripture says he wants to restore our soul.
圣经说他要叫我们的灵魂苏醒。
How do we define soul?
你怎么定义苏灵魂这个字？
One of the best definitions I've heard is your soul is your mind, your thoughts, your emotions.
我听过一个定义，我觉得很好，就是这是你的心思、意志、情感。
It's the way you think.
你怎么想事情。
It's the way you respond and feel about things.
你的感觉，你对事情的反应。
Sometimes our mind, our thoughts, and our responses, our emotional reaction to situations is not like Jesus.
很多时候我们对事情的反应或想法或者情绪都不是像主那样。
And God wants to restore us to such a degree that we respond, we think, we are moved by the things that move God. Amen?
神要恢复我们，慢慢叫我们对事情的感觉或反应是像神一样。
I don't know about you, but I constantly find myself in need of this kind of restoration.
我不知道你怎么样，但是我个人而言，我常常需要神这个复苏，这个恢复的这个过程。
We respond wrong to our wife or our husband.
比如说我们对着我们的先生或太太，我们的反应是不对的。
We speak an unkind word.
我们或说出不好的话语。
We need restoration.
我们需要神来恢复我们的错误。
We respond wrong to our children.
或者我们向着孩子的反应是不对的。
We need restoration.
我们需要神的恢复。
We don't reflect the glory of God.
我们的言行没有办法反映神的荣耀。
We need restoration.
我们需要神的复苏。
Amen.
阿们吗？
When we allow God to be our shepherd,
当我们允许神成为我们的牧者的时候，
as we allow God to lead us in the path that He chooses,
就是我们让神按照他所定的指那个道路来带领我们。
Beside still waters and in green pastures,
是在青草地上，是在可安歇的水边。
Our soul will be restored.
在这个过程中，我们的灵魂会慢慢的被更新、被复兴、被苏醒。
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we want to do things our way, but still want a restored soul.
有的时候我们的矛盾是我要做照我的意思做这件事，但是我又希望神来复苏我。
There's only one way to experience this restoration.
但是经历神的复苏的恩典只有一条道路。
And that is to do it God's way.
就是按照神的旨意生活。
Allow the shepherd to lead you.
允许我们的好牧人来引领我们。
He leads me.
他引导我。
He is always wanting to lead us, isn't he?
他总是要愿意领导我们的。
In paths of righteousness.
在为他的名引导我们走义路。
Where is he wanting to lead us?
他要带我们去哪里？
In right paths.
在正确的路上。
In a right direction.
在正确的方向上。
Into good places.
到好的地方去。
Why does he do this? He does this for his namesake.
他为什么这样做呢？是为了他的名的缘故。
As we allow his leadership to take root in our life,
当我们允许神他的主权在我们的生命中奠基的时候，
we establish a testimony about who God is and what God is like.
我们就开始能够显出神是怎样的神，他是怎样的一位神的见证。
When we do things our way,
当我们按照我们的意思生活的时候，
when we focus on what we want,
我们就注意在我要什么。
People are often confused about who God is and what God is like.
当我这样生活的时候，人家在我身上很难看出神到底是怎样的一位神，他是像什么样子。
There is not a good testimony about the character of God.
因为在我们生命里没有一个好的见证能够见证神。
But when we really allow the good shepherd to lead us and guide us and we are submitted to his leadership,
但是我们若真的让他来引导我们，我们并且顺服他的引导的时候，
a strong testimony is established on what God is like.
那有一个强而有力的见证就被显出人来，显出来叫人看到神是怎样的。
Our lives, more than our words, communicate a testimony about the character of God.
我们的生活行动要胜于我们所传用嘴所传述的神。
You may have a testimony in your mouth.
也许你的口会为神做见证。
That says one thing.
但是那是一件事。
But what is the testimony of our lives communicating to people around us?
但同时的，我的生活所表达的神又是怎样的一位神？
When people see that God is watching over us and leading us and protecting us and providing for us,
当人看见神怎么样引导我们、保护我们、为我们有所供应的时候，
that establishes a strong testimony about how good our shepherd is.
那样的见证显出神是怎么样的好，是非常强的。
Amen.
Amen.
You say you're a believer. You say you're a Christian.
你说你是信主的人，你说你是个基督徒。
And your life lacks rest and peace and joy and love.
但是人看见的时候，觉得你没有安息，你没有喜乐，也没有爱。
People look at our lives.
人看着我们。
And they say, I don't want to follow their shepherd.
他们就会说，我可不要信他们的那个牧者。
Do you see what I'm saying?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
Our lives should say something about what kind of shepherd we have.
我们的生活应该显出来说，我的牧者是怎样的一位牧者。
Ever been to somebody's house and they had maybe somebody that has several dogs?
你有没有去过谁的家有一大堆狗的
？And they take a very good care of them.
他们把那个狗照顾得非常的好。
I'm sure many of you take good care of your animals, don't you?
我相信你们对你们的宠物都是很照顾的。
And you come to someone's house and you say, "Oh, look how beautiful the coat is. Look how nicely they're taken care of."
你看到他们的宠物，你说，哇，你看他们照顾得多好，那个毛都发出光泽。
Or maybe it's your cat.
也许是只猫，也许是只狗。
Boy, you come to their house and you say, "If I was a little cat, I'd like to live at their house."
有时候你说，哇，我真希望，如果我是只猫，我要住在这个家里。
Then you ever seen one of those? You go to someone else's house that doesn't take very good care of their pets.
你有没有去过有些家，他们对宠物实在是不太照顾的
？And you might think, boy, if I was their pet, I think I might run away.
你想说，哇，我如果是他们的宠物，那我一定要离家出走。
Go look for my dinner somewhere else.
我另外去找一个爱护我的人。
In the same way.
同样的。
Our lives communicate about the one who is in charge of us.
我们如何生活，就让人看到说那位照顾我们的人是怎样的。
Amen.
Amen. Ma.
Verse 4.
第四节
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷
All these wonderful things that we've been talking about are true.
我们刚才所说的都是真实的
Even in the midst of very difficult situations,
甚至呢，在非常非常艰难的时候也是这样。
Now, if I walk in your shadow, what does that mean?
我如果走在你的阴影里，这什么意思啊？
Anybody want to respond?
有没有人要试着回答？
If I'm walking in your shadow, what does that say?
我走在你的影子里，这是什么意思？
Anybody? Go ahead, Cheyenne. I'm following them, but I'm close, right?
表示你跟那个东西很近。
To be in the valley is a low place.
在这里呢，讲到那个幽谷，那个谷就表示在一个低处。
And to be in the shadow of something is to be very close.
在一个什么的影子底下，表示你跟那个东西是很靠近的。
So Psalms 23 is saying that God will be this kind of shepherd to us.
所以诗篇二十三篇说，我们的牧者是怎样呢
？Even when we walk through low places in valleys，
就算我们经过人生的低谷
，and even when there's things that are threatening us that are very drawing very close to us，
甚至在那谷中充满了那个威胁我们的、很靠近我们的事物。
Amen. That is a powerful promise, isn't it？
这是一个何等的应许啊！
Even in the midst of the most hard and difficult situations in our life,
即使在最最艰难的环境里
even in that dark place, the scripture Psalms 23 says God is still a good shepherd.
甚至在那个极黑暗的光景里的时候，神仍然是我们的好牧者。
Psalms 23 says we still will not want for anything.
在这个时候，我们仍然可以说我一无缺乏。
There still will be green pastures there.
即使在低谷中，神仍带我们到青草地上。
He will still provide those still waters that we can drink from.
他仍然给我们那个平静的溪流，让我们可以饮水。
Only God can do this, amen?
只有神能做这样的事，阿们吗？
In this kind of difficult place,
在这样艰难的地方，
that God can still feed our heart and soul, only God can do that.
只有神仍然能叫我们的灵魂得着饱足。
This promise can only be fulfilled by God.
只有神能够做这样的应许。
This is why we must be careful not to follow any other shepherds but the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这样的光景中，我们要注意，我们只能跟随耶稣基督，让他做我们的牧者。
Christ alone can only do this.
只有基督他才能做这样的事。
It is only Jesus that can fulfill this promise.
只有耶稣，耶稣。耶稣他自己才能够完成这样的应许。
Amen.
阿们吗？
There are many shepherds in this world that promise many good things.
在这个世上有很多人要引导我们，给我们很多的应许。
But it is only the good shepherd Jesus Christ that can fulfill this promise.
但是唯有我们耶稣基督这位好牧人，他能够成就这样子的应许。
Because of this understanding.
因为这样的认识。
Because we know these things to be true.
因为我们知道他所说的是真实的。
Psalms, verse 4 says, I will not fear evil.
所以在这里讲到说，我就不怕遭害。
I will fear no evil.
我也不怕遭害。
I will fear no evil.
不怕遭害。
Because of what Jesus has done, I will fear no evil.
因为耶稣所做成的，让我知道不怕遭害。
An enemy of our soul, something that attacks all of us in our mind and in our heart every day, is fear.
仇敌天天攻击我们的心思意念，要叫我们害怕。
Fear in our relationship.
害怕我们与人的关系出问题。
Fear about our children.
为我们的儿女担忧害怕。
Fear about our provision or our job.
害怕我们的工作。
Fear about something maybe God has entrusted you with, a property, your house.
害怕神所交托在我们手中的资产。
We have many fears, don't we, sometimes?
我们有许多的忧虑害怕，不是吗？
Am I the only one here tempted to fear?
还是只有我一个人常常担忧害怕的？
Amen?
阿们吗？
We must. This is why we gather as the house of God. Amen?
这就是为什么我们来到神家中，不是吗？
That we might look each other in the eye and say, don't be afraid.
所以我们可以彼此鼓励，彼此看着说不要害怕。因为我们的主耶稣是一个好牧人，他会照顾我们。
To reach over and hold one another's hand.
我们伸出我们的手，握着我们同伴。
To put our arms around one another.
我们绕过他们的肩膀，勉励他。
To draw close.
我们非常的靠近。
And say, don't be afraid.
说不要害怕。
It's gonna be okay.
一切都会好。
God will meet every need.
因为神知道我们需要什么。
Even in this dark valley, even when death draws close, don't be afraid.
甚至在这个黑暗的幽谷里，死亡这样靠近，我们都不要怕。
This is the good news of Jesus Christ.
因为这就是耶稣基督的福音。
This truth is an anchor to our soul.
这个真理是我们灵魂的那个锚。
This is what gets us to stand up and stand tall and keep believing God under all circumstances.
是这个认识让我们有力量，在各样的环境里面仍然站住，相信。
These truths keep us moving forward day after day after day. Amen.
这些真理让我们每一天可以一直往前。
And we say we will not be afraid.
而且我们可以说我必不怕遭害。
Amen.
Amen.
I need this reminder myself. Do you?
我需要常常提醒我自己，你需要吗？
We are not, as the believers, as sons and daughters of God, we are not designed to wring our hands and be filled with fear like the rest of this world.
身为信主的人，我们是神的儿女，我们不需要被惧怕充满，像世界上的人一样。
Because of what Jesus did on the cross, it is finished. Amen.
因为主耶稣在十架上完成他救恩的时候，他说成了。
We have confidence and security. We have salvation.
所以我们很有信心的，很有把握的知道说我有神的救恩。
We must keep our eyes on the good shepherd.
所以我们的眼目要看定睛在我们的好牧者身上。
Anybody in here tempted to get your eyes on something else beside the good shepherd?
有没有人的眼目常常被迫好像要离开我们，离开注视在主的身上？
Have you been following other things?
你有没有在跟随其他的人事物？
You, maybe perhaps you ask yourself, where is this fear coming from in my life?
你会常说，哎呀，我这个惧怕担忧是从哪里来的？
Why am I so anxious? Why am I so unrestful?
为什么我没有安息？
Why am I responding in that angry way to my wife or to my children?
为什么我对着我的太太或我的孩子，我有这么愤怒的反应？
This is what happens when we get our eyes off the good shepherd.
这是当我们的眼目从我们的好牧人身上转移的时候，我们会自然有的反应。
Do you hear me this morning?
你听见我所说的吗？
Let's make a good decision this morning to get our eyes on Jesus.
让就在此时，我们做一个正确的决定，让我们的眼目专注在我们牧者的身上。
So again, verse 4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
所以第四节说到说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Why can we rise above all fear?
为什么我们能够站在我们的惧怕之上呢？
For you are with me.
因为你与我同在。阿们吗？
Jesus lives right here.
因为主耶稣就在这里。
The presence of God lives inside us.
神的同在住在我们的灵中。
That still small voice that says, do not fear, do not be afraid, stand fast. It comes from right within here.
那个平静的声音说不要害怕叫我们站住的就在这里。
Amen?
阿们吗？
When everything around us is spinning out of control.
当我们四周的人事物好像都失控的时候。
God holds our hand.
神握着我们的手。
The shepherd draws us close.
这位好牧者把我们靠近他自己。
And he whispers in our ears.
用细微的声音在我们耳中说。
It's going to be okay. Amen?
一切都会没事的。
It's going to be okay.
一切都会没事的。
This is the best thing.
这是最好的一件事。
This is the best thing about being a son or daughter of God, about being a believer. Amen?
这就是做神儿女做信主的人最好的一件事。
God in us is the hope of glory. Amen?
基督内住是我们荣耀的盼望。
Maybe it's been a while since you've heard God's voice.
也许你已经好久没有听见神的声音。
Since you've felt God's presence.
或者感觉到神的同在。
Chances are you might be following your own way rather than the good shepherd's way.
那可能是因为你在走自己的道路而不是跟随这个好牧者。
Remember when the disciples were... At the Last Supper, they were at the table, all of them there.
记得门徒与主耶稣一起共进最后的晚餐的时候。
And Jesus was telling about how he was going to be betrayed.
主耶稣告诉他们他要被卖。
And Jesus was telling how one of them was going to betray him.
他说在你们当中有一个人要卖我了。
And in the Gospel of John, it says there was one leaning on the breast of Jesus.
在约翰福音里描述到说有一个门徒他靠着耶稣的胸膛坐在桌边。
And all the other disciples said, pulled on John, said, who's he talking about? Ask him.
那个人就是约翰，所以四周的门徒就说
Why did,
去问主是谁呀？
Why did they ask John?
为什么他们问约翰，叫约翰去问主呢？
Because he was resting his head on the breast of Jesus.
因为约翰他的头靠在主的胸膛上。
He was the closest to Jesus.
他是在当时最靠近主的孩子。
The closest walk with Jesus is the easiest walk. Amen?
你知道越靠近主，我们的路道路越容易行走。
When we walk close with the Lord, close to the good shepherd,
当我们与好牧者紧紧靠近而行，
it is easier to hear the voice of the good shepherd.
我们会比较容易听见牧者的声音。
Your rod and your staff.
你的杖，你的竿。
The shepherd when he went out to the pastures.
当牧者带着羊到草边的时候。
An interesting thing about shepherds is they travel with the sheep.
你知道牧者喜欢跟羊一起行走。
And they will eat in one area.
他们会在一个地方吃一顿。
And it's an interesting thing about sheep. They will eat the grass right down to the dirt. Have you ever seen that?
Under the dirt?
Down to the dirt, to the very big.
羊吃草的时候，他会把它吃得干干净净的。
I mean, they will eat it all the way down till there's nothing else growing.
他会吃得干干净净到一点都不剩。
And sheep are hungry animals.
羊是很容易就饿的。
And so they eat and eat and eat. And the shepherd always has to be looking for other green pastures.
所以牧羊人总是要找更多的绿草地来喂他们。
So they're always traveling from one spot to another.
所以他们常从这一块地到那一块地去。
As they travel, they encounter wild animals that would like to prey upon the sheep.
在他们这个行动的时候呢，常常有其他的动物想要来攻击他们。
So the shepherd is equipped with a rod and a staff.
所以好牧者的都常常带着一个杆或一个杖。
With this rod, he can beat off the enemy that would try to attack the sheep.
这个杆呢，就让他可以打那个野生动物，让他羊不被攻击。
With the staff, has anyone seen Lucretia's shepherd's staff? She's carried around here a few times.
你们有没有看到她的姊妹有一个很高的牧羊人的杖？
Very tall with the hook on the end of it.
那个上面有一个像是一个圆弧形的头。
The shepherds in the past, they used to use that because when the little sheep would fall down in the rocks, they could reach down there and draw them out.
因为那个杆有一个用处，就是当羊掉到任何的沟里的时候，他用那个把它们勾上来。
So the 23rd Psalm is exhorting, is reflecting on the fact that God's protection and his ability to rescue us out of difficult situations.
对，在这里看到说，他的杆，他的杖有一个功能，就是保护，并且呢，当我们陷入什么危险的时候，把我们救上来。
It says here that they comfort me.
这里讲到说，这些都安慰我们。
God is able to protect you.
神是能够保护我们的。
We have confidence that God can protect us and our families and our children.
所以我们要有信心知道神可以保护我们的家，我们的儿女。
God is more than able to protect our church.
可以保护我们的教会。
He will protect us, and even if we are to get in some difficult situation,
纵然有时候我们陷入危难的情况里,
God can rescue us out of it.
神可以拯救我们。
God can fix it, amen?
神能够解决我们的问题,
amen吗? God can get us out of difficult situations.
神可以将我们从困难的情况里解救出来。
This reality, this truth is a comfort to the people of God.
而这个真理对我们来说是一个极大的安慰。
Amen?
Amen吗?
Now anybody that's run a household with children,
谁家里有小孩的?
Know that it's one thing to protect your kids from getting in a mess.
保护你的小孩不要陷入一场混乱。
But kids, one way or another, are going to get in a mess, aren't they?
是一件事，但是呢，小孩自己还是无论如何会找到那一场混乱，这是两件事。
So the ability to get them out of it is a needed skill.
所以这是我们做家长都要有的技能，就是怎么样把他们从困难或麻烦里面救出来。
Amen.
Amen吗？
One thing, this is a characteristic of my own mother that I always loved.
我很爱我母亲她的这个特点。
I had a way of always getting myself in some bad situation.
当我年轻的时候，我总是成长的过程中，我总是遇到很多的麻烦。
It seemed like there was like about 6 to 8 years every summer I had to be taken to the emergency room as a young boy.
就是在我年轻时候，大概有六七年的暑假，我都要被带到那个急诊室去，因为我受伤了。
Every summer I was always being sewn up here or sewn up here.
总是去被这里，在这里缝几针，在那里缝几针。
I've got myself into some mess.
我自己闯了祸。
I'd come running in the front door.
我就跑回家。
And my mother would say, it's okay.
我妈妈总是说，没关系。
Calm down. She had a way about her that would calm me down immediately.
她总是有办法让我立刻就镇定下来。
She'd get the wet rag, said, hold that here.
他就拿那个湿的布嘛,
go get in the car and I'll get the keys.
他说你先上车，我去拿钥匙。
But somehow being around her, I knew it was going to be okay.
每次我跟我妈妈在一起的时候，我就知道一切都会没事的。
It brought comfort to my heart.
她安慰我的心。
And so even in the midst of us getting ourselves into difficult situations as believers,
常常我们信主的人也会陷入各种的混乱或麻烦里。
If we are walking closely to our shepherd,
但是若是我们是与主紧紧同行,
this will bring comfort and peace to us. Amen?
他的同在就给我们一个安慰。
All right, well, let's finish this up. Verse 5.
第五节。
You prepare a table for me.
你为我摆设筵席。
I know probably everyone here is a good host when you have guests over.
我相信在座每一位都是很好的主人，当你们请客的时候。
When you have guests over, you invite them in and you pull out the chair and you tell them to sit down. Amen.
你朋友客人来访的时候，你就是请他们进来，然后你把椅子拉开，请他们坐下。
You would never dream of having your guests eat their food standing up, would you?
你不会让你客人站着吃饭吧？
That would not be a good host.
那你就不是一个好主人。
You wouldn't send them to put their dinner in their hand as they're driving down the road to eat while they're driving, would you?
你也不会他们到了你就给他一个便当，叫他们自己开走，一面吃一面开。
No, the idea of preparing a table for someone
在这里说摆设一桌的筵席
is so they can sit down and rest.
就是说你的客人能够坐下来然后享受。
They can sit down and be relaxed.
他可以坐下来可以很轻松的享受。
They can sit down and in peace and rest partake of the things that they need.
他们可以take their, 慢慢的享尽他们所能的在那里享受所预备丰盛的食物。
Again, this is the character of our God.
这就是我们神的性格。
He didn't want us always having to be eating on the run while we're running down the street, amen?
不要我们一面跑一面吃。
Or while we're standing up, standing out in the yard.
或者站在院子里吃。
He pulls the table out, he says, sit down, relax.
他预备了一桌丰盛的筵席然后叫我们坐下来吃。
This is what God's like.
这是神的个性。
And he even does this when there are enemies, when there are troubling things around us in the presence of our enemies.
甚至呢，在我们被敌人环绕的时候，神还预备这样的宴席。
Again, this is something that only Jesus can do.
这只有主耶稣能做。
And he also anoints our head with oil.
并且呢，他用他的油膏我们的头。
Now, I suspect that this is part of Psalms 23 that we who have not raised sheep, don't fully understand.
这个是我们这些没养羊的经验的人不太容易了解的。
But Philip Keller in his book on the 23rd Psalm,
那 Philip 弟兄呢，在他的书中解释到，
discusses how one problem that sheep have,
你知道羊有一个什么问题吗？
is that gnats and flies will buzz around their face and around their ears and their nose all the time.
就是那种蛆虫啊，还有苍蝇啊，很喜欢在他们的头这一部分、耳朵、鼻子这里啊，搅扰他们。
And they annoy and kind of drive the animals crazy.
那这个搅扰常让他们羊都疯狂。
So the shepherd, what he will do, he has this special oil that he will rub on their ears and on the heads of the sheep.
所以羊牧羊人就用一个特别的那个油啊，来抹在他们的耳朵跟鼻子四周。
And it repels the flies and keeps them from getting in their ears and in their nose.
这些油就会把那些蚊虫驱走，让他们不能够来攻击羊。
So this is part of one of the benefits of having a shepherd, amen?
这是有牧羊人的好处，不是吗？
Now think about it. It doesn't the enemy, Satan, one of his main things that he does to the believers is to kind of pester us and bug us and distract us with little things all the time.
这岂不是仇敌最喜欢做的事吗？用很多的大小事情在我们四周骚扰我们，搅扰我们。
So often it's not one big crisis.
很多时候并不是一个什么大的危机发生。
But 15 little problems.
还是反而是15件很小的事情搅扰我们。
Buzzing around our head, around our mind, around our ears.
在我们的头、我们的耳朵、我们的心思四周嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡吵得不停。
Causing this feeling of constantly being distracted.
叫我们不断的受其他事物的搅扰、分心。
Jesus wants to anoint our head with oil.
但是神要用他的油膏我们的头。
To keep the enemy away from our lives.
叫仇敌远离我们的生活。
So he does not cause us to be constantly distracted.
所以我们不至于不断地被事情搅扰。
Again, this is one of the benefits of walking close to the good shepherd. Amen.
这个就是与好牧人紧紧同行的另外一个好处。
God wants to be a good shepherd to us, but are we allowing him to do the things for us that he has promised to do in the 23rd Psalm.
神要做我们的好牧人，问题是说我们愿不愿意让他来做我们的牧人。
Are you straying your own way, going doing your own things?
你是不是按照你的意思在走你自己的路呢？
Are you walking closely to the good shepherd?
还是你与这位好牧者紧紧同行？
As we walk closely to the good shepherd, we are freed from these constant distractions.
当我们与这位好牧者靠近的时候，这些搅扰的事情就离开我们。
And the scripture says, "My cup runs over."
这里说, 使我的福杯满意。
What does this speak about the character of our good shepherd?
这里又让我们看到我们好牧者他的个性是什么。
Now if you reach out a cup,
你把一个杯子拿出去。
Now, have you ever seen a small child? Sometimes when a mother fills the small child's cup, they'll just fill it up just a little bit.
你有没有看过妈妈倒, 来倒饮料倒一个小孩的杯子里的时候, 她常常只能倒这么多。
That's because sometimes little children are careless and they spill it everywhere, right?
因为小孩杯子拿不稳啊, 会洒得到处都是。
It appears from Psalms 23, God isn't concerned if we spill a little bit. He's generous, amen?
你看在这里, 神可不担心我们会倒出来, 他非常的慷慨不是吗?
He fills the cup till it overflows.
他一直倒, 直到他满溢出来。
Our God, our good shepherd, is generous.
我们的好牧人他是非常的慷慨的。
He gives and gives and gives and keeps on giving and giving and giving until the cup overflows.
他是一直给，一直给，一直给，一直到他满溢出来。
Do you have a cup this morning and you feel like, oh, it's only about that full?
你今天早上你的杯子里是怎样呢？是不是只有一点点？
If that's the case, maybe you haven't been walking close enough to the Good Shepherd.
若是这样，也许我们需要与我们的好牧者走得更近一点。
Because the Good Shepherd pours and pours and pours out His grace to give us as much and more than we need or can use.
因为好牧者所供给我们的恩惠是超过我们所需要的。
Is that hard for us to imagine, you guys?
我们是不是很难想象？
You know, you've been to somebody's house that's a good host.
你去某人家做客的时候，如果他是个好主人。
And they just keep on bringing out a little bit more food.
他们就不断的在你拜访的这段时间里，一直拿好东西出来招待你。
And you say, no, no, I cannot eat anymore.
到个地步，你说，哦，不行了，我再也吃不下。
Just a little bit more.
再一点吧，再吃一点吧。
One more. Have you tried this yet?
你有没有试过这个？再试一个这个。Oh,
you can't leave till you have a little more like this.
你还不能走啊，你总要先吃了这个再走。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
You go, no, no, I cannot eat anymore. Oh, just this.
That happens a lot.
I know. My Chinese brothers and sisters are good at doing this.
我们中国籍的弟兄姊妹非常热忱，每次招待都是这样。
This is like God. This is like our good shepherd. Amen?
这就像我们的好牧者，不是吗？
Do we need His protection in our life?
我们需要他在我们生命中保护我们吗？
Do we need His leadership in our life?
引导我们吗？
Do we need Him to anoint our head with oil?
我们需要他膏我们的头吗?
Do we need Him to watch over our kids?
我们需要他照顾我们的孩子吗?
Amen.
Amen.
More, more.
主是一直给，一直给。
That's what Jesus is like.
主耶稣就是这样的一位牧者。
Verse 6, 第六节，最后一节。 Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Okay, can somebody help me with an illustration?
我需要有个人帮我做一个示范。
Annie, is Joyce?
Annie and Joyce?
Yeah. Annie and Joyce, if you guys could come up here, stand right up here. It'll be okay. It won't be too bad. I won't make you feel bad. Come on, Annie, it's all right. Okay, you're already doing it a little bit. You guys stand real close to each other.
Now,
Annie, I want you to... Joyce, I want you to walk back and forth. Wait a second, not yet. And I want Annie to follow you as closely as you can. Okay,
you do that a little bit. 一个走，另外一个要紧紧跟随。
Come on, a little closer. You got to do better than that.
要靠近一点。
Now, Annie, now Joyce, try to get away from her a little bit. Try to
Joyce, 你要离开她远一点。 然后 Annie, 你就要跟着，跟紧一点。
Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.
恩惠慈爱要跟着随着我们。
That's good, sisters. Thank you for the illustration.
请坐。
You see what Psalms 23 is saying?
你看出来23篇的意思是什么？
Maybe I should have had two people for goodness and mercy to follow Joyce.
也许应该有两个人跟着Joyce, 一个叫做恩惠，一个叫做慈爱。
You see what I'm talking about?
你们明白我的意思吗？
Throughout our whole life,
在我们一生之中,
In every situation,
在每一种光景里,
if we follow the good shepherd,
若是我们跟随我们的好牧者,
goodness,
那个恩惠,
mercy and grace,
他的慈爱, 他的恩典,
will follow us everywhere we go.
就会一直跟着我们
Can't get away from them.
我们跑都跑不掉
Every situation, there they are again, after me.
在每一个光景里 他们总是跟着我们
That's powerful, isn't it?
这岂不是很有能力的一个光景吗
Do you believe that?
你相信吗
I think we have trouble believing that sometimes, don't we?
有的时候我们是好像信不来不是吗
Think about it though. Think about our bad choices that we have made sometimes.
想想我们一生中所犯的错误。
You know, I must confess.
我要承认。
There are times when my attitude is not right the way that it should be.
很多时候我的态度是不对的。
There are times when I get tired and want to give up. How about you?
有的时候我觉得累了，我想放弃了。你有没有？
And there are times where you just go, I don't know if I can keep going on.
有的时候我就不晓得说我还能不能走得下去。
And you look up and there is God's goodness and mercy still following you.
那时候你仰望神，你就发现他的恩惠和慈爱仍然随着你。
There is God kept on pulling after you.
神不断地拉着你。
Not giving up on you.
叫你不要放弃。
Just staying very close to you.
他站着靠着你紧紧的。
Is this not our testimony as the Church of Jesus Christ?
教会啊，这岂不是我们为着神所做的见证吗
？We serve a Savior. We have a Shepherd that will never give up on us.
我们所侍奉的救主，他是一个好牧者，永远不会抛弃我们。
Even when we are tired and we're not faithful, the Scripture says.
甚至我们常常小信，没有信心，我们疲倦了。
Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is always faithful.
但是主耶稣这个好牧者是永远是信实的。
He just keeps on following.
他不断地跟着我们。
Be encouraged, amen.
叫我们的心受鼓励。
Psalms 23, I will not fear.
所以我必不怕遭害。
I will not be afraid.
我必不怕遭害。
Because of what I've done or what I will, won't do.
不管我做的或我不做的。
Because of my good shepherd, amen.
因为我有一个好的牧者。
Because he is always with me.
因为他总是与我同在。
This is our experience in all our life.
在我们一生中，我们要不断地经历神这样的性格。
Throughout our whole life, we cannot get away from God's goodness and mercy when we are committed to the Good Shepherd.
当我们把自己交在这位好牧者的手中的时候，恩惠慈爱是要一生随着我们。
And even in the next life to come.
甚至到我们的下一叫我们的永生里面。
David, says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
他说我且要住在耶和华的殿中。
Amen.
阿们吗
Jesus is a good shepherd.
主耶稣是一个好牧者。
Are you letting him be the shepherd that he wants to be?
但是你允许让他成为你生命中的好牧者吗
Are you submitting to the good shepherd?
你顺服在这位好牧者的手下吗
If you've grown fearful or you feel like you have want in your life, you're lacking some restoration.
什么时候你害怕了，或你觉得你有需要了，或你缺乏那个修补、那个恢复
？You need restoration that hadn't been there in a while.
你好久没有被主恢复了。
Make a good decision this morning to get close to the good shepherd.
现在就做一个决定，说我要靠近我的好牧者。
Amen. Can we do that? Can we stand?
我们起来，站起来，好吗？
It's a simple thing.
是一个很简单的事。
When trouble comes into our life,
当困难来的时候。
When things are harder than they're supposed to be,
当事情变得艰难的时候。
And we recognize that we are not close to the Good Shepherd like God has called us to be.
我们发现我们实在没有在靠近我们的主的时候。
Stand up and make a new decision.
就我们就站到主的面前做一个新的决定。
I'm going to walk closely to the Good Shepherd.
决定说我现在要靠近我的好牧者而行。
I will surrender to His leadership. Allow Him to lead me where He wants to go.
我把自己降服在他的面前，允许他带我走他的道路。
All these blessings that we have talked about in Psalms 23.
那今天早晨我们所读到二十三篇里所有的应许和祝福。
To one degree or another, are dependent upon our being surrendered to the Good Shepherd.
都在乎我们是不是把自己交在他的手中。
Amen. anyone need prayer in this area, would like to make a new decision to follow the Good Shepherd.
有没有人需要在这里做一个决定，一个更新的决定，说我要来跟随我的牧者？
When you fall down, get back up and do what you know that you're supposed to do. Follow the Good Shepherd.
当你跌倒的时候，站起来，那做你所当做的事，就是跟随他。
Well, let me pray. Let's pray about this.
我们现在一起为这个祷告。
But if that's your situation, just raise your hand to the Lord. Just surrender to the Lord.
如果这个是你的祷告，我请你举起你的手来，向神举起你的手来祷告。
Lord, I'm just so thankful.
主啊，我的心感谢你。
I'm so thankful that you are a good shepherd.
感谢你，因为你是这样的好牧者。
God, that you have a heart to just be so generous and kind and merciful to us.
你的心充满了慷慨。恩典慈爱
God, that you protect and you provide and you watch over us under all circumstances.
你保护供应，你也看顾
God, that you comfort us, Jesus.
主，你也安慰我们的心
And so, God, I just pray for myself. I pray for all my brothers and sisters here this morning.
说主啊，我为我自己，也为着我的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
That we would allow you to be the good shepherd in our lives.
愿我们都让你在我们的生命中成为好牧者。
We choose this morning, Lord, to follow closely to you, Lord.
今天早晨，主，我们选择要紧紧跟随你而行。
Where you lead, we will follow.
无论你带我们到哪里去，主，我们跟随你。
We will not follow other shepherds, other things.
我们不会跟随其他的牧者或事情。
Lord, we will follow only you,
yes,
only Jesus.
我们只跟随我们的主耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。请坐。